This is Today in History, October the 14th. On this day in 1912, former President Theodore Roosevelt, campaigning for the White House as the progressive Bull Moose candidate, went ahead with his speech in Milwaukee after being shot and wounded in the chest by a New York shopkeeper, declaring, "It takes more than one bullet to kill a bull moose." And on this day in 1964, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was named winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice.
And in 1977, singer Bing Crosby dies outside Madrid, Spain, at the age of 74.
As time goes by.
Back on this day in 1947, U.S. Air Force Captain Chuck Yeager becomes the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound.
With all four rockets firing, Yeager climbs to 56,000 feet in less than 2 minutes. And he does it. The first human to crack the sound barrier.
Yeager, born in West Virginia in 1923, was a combat fighter during World War II and flew 64 missions over Europe. He shot down 13 German planes and was himself shot down over France, but he escaped capture with the assistance of the French underground. After the war, he was among several volunteers chosen to test fly the experimental X-1 rocket plane built by the Bell Aircraft Company to explore the possibility of supersonic flight.
This is a tasty burger.
On this day, back in 1994, Pulp Fiction, the movie, debuted.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
Say what again?
I dare you. I double dare you.
And on this day, in 2003, the Bartman catches the ball. On this day, back in 2003, a Chicago Cubs fan named Steve Bartman plucks a fly ball out of the air before outfielder Moises Alou can catch it.
Fly ball to left, toward the line, Alou over, and leaping up, Alou cannot make the play.
And Moises is unhappy with the fans, but Moises went into the seats. He could have had that ball. A fan interfered with him.
In a catch that would have been a crucial out in the sixth game of the league championship series against the Florida Marlins. As a result of Bartman's interference, the Cubs lost their momentum and the game. Bartman was escorted from Wrigley Field by security guards as bloodthirsty fans hurled beer cans and other debris at his head. The next day, he went into hiding, but not before he told the press that he's been a Cub fan all of his life and fully understands the relationship between his actions and the outcome of the game. And he was truly sorry from the bottom of his Cubs fans' broken heart. It was the eighth inning of the sixth game of the NLCS, and the Cubs were just five outs away from their first World Series since 1945. Five outs away from proving once and for all that the famous curse of the Billy Goat was dead. Pitcher Mark Pryor had a 3-0 lead, and he was on a roll. Cubs fans were sure their team was finally going all the way. Even when Florida's Juan Pierre hit a double, things still looked good for the Cubs. Then, all of a sudden, they didn't. Switch hitter Luis Castillo steps to the plate, works a full count, and cranked the ball towards the left field fence.
Here, got a left field line. A low reaching into the stands and couldn't get it, and he's livid with a fan.
That's a Cub fan who tried to make that catch.
Why? Here in Wrigley, when the opposing team hits a home run, they throw the ball back onto the field. I'm surprised someone hasn't thrown that fan onto the field.
The ump calls the ball foul. Castillo goes back to the plate, and the agitated pitcher, Pryor, walks him on 9 pitches. In the meantime, Pierre had moved to third on a wild pitch, and Florida had men on the corners and the tying run at the plate with just one out. And then all hell broke loose.
Base hit by Rodriguez. He is delivered again. Round ball in the hole is short. And bobbled by Gonzalez, and everybody's safe. Hammered down the left field line, and the game will be tied up. They're going to wave around Mordecai. He will score. It is an 8-run Florida Eagles.
Making matters worse for Bartman, Florida won the next game and the NLCS.
And the Florida Marlins have come back from 3 games to 1 down
to win the National League pennant.
The Sun-Times printed his name and his picture under the headline, Cursed. A Chicago alderman pointedly suggested that Bartman might consider moving to Alaska, and Florida Governor Jeb Bush gleefully recommended that he consider moving to Florida instead. The Bartman snags the foul ball. October the 14th, 2003. Continuing the curse of the Billy Goat for the Cubs on this day in history.